WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Radiant Confidence, your daily dose of inspiration and self-love. I'm Riley Hart, your guide on this journey to becoming the most radiant version of yourselves. And let me tell you, today's episode is all about ditching those pesky negative thoughts and emotions that are holding you back. You know, the ones that whisper doubts in your ear, make you second-guess yourself, and leave you feeling drained and defeated? Yeah, we're tackling those head-on. Because trust me, letting go of these mental burdens is the key to unlocking a life filled with genuine joy, confidence, and success. Ever feel like your mind is a constant battleground between positive thoughts and negative ones? You know that feeling when you're about to rock it in a presentation but suddenly your inner critic starts screaming about how you'll mess up. Or when you're trying to enjoy a beautiful day but those worries about the future just creep in and steal the sunshine. We've all been there. The thing is, holding on to these negative thoughts doesn't make them go away. In fact, it often fuels them, making them stronger and more persistent. It's like trying to drown a fire with gasoline, not exactly a winning strategy. So, what can we do about it? First up, awareness is key. Start paying attention to those negative thoughts as they pop up. Acknowledge them without judgment, just observe them like clouds passing by. Remember, you are not your thoughts, you are the observer of your thoughts. Think of your mind like a garden. You wouldn't let weeds take over, would you? You need to cultivate those positive seeds. Next, challenge those negative narratives. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence supports it? Often, these negative thoughts are based on fear, insecurity, or past experiences that no longer serve us. Here's a little secret. Sometimes, our brains are like stubborn toddlers who love to repeat the same phrase over and over again, even if it's not helpful. So, when those negative thoughts come knocking, gently remind your brain that you're choosing to focus on the positive, and redirect your attention to something uplifting. Another powerful tool is gratitude. Taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small, can significantly shift your mindset. Start a gratitude journal, express your thanks to loved ones, or simply take a moment to savor a delicious meal. These small acts of appreciation can have a ripple effect on your overall well-being. And don't forget about self-care. It's not selfish, it's essential. Prioritize activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, indulging in a relaxing bath, or spending time with loved ones, make sure to carve out time for yourself to recharge and rejuvenate. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're applying for your dream job. You have the skills, the experience, and the passion, but those pesky negative thoughts are whispering doubts in your ear. What if you don't get it? They say, what if you mess up the interview? Suddenly, that confidence you were feeling starts to dwindle. Now, imagine instead of letting those thoughts take over, you actively choose to focus on your strengths and past successes. You visualize yourself confidently answering questions and engaging with the interviewers. You remind yourself that you deserve this opportunity and that you've got this. That shift in mindset can make all the difference. So, remember, beautiful souls, letting go of negative thoughts and emotions isn't about pretending they don't exist. It's about choosing to focus your energy on what truly matters, cultivating positivity, embracing self-love, and living a life filled with purpose and joy. Take that first step today. Challenge those negative thoughts, practice gratitude, and prioritize self-care. You deserve to shine bright. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little extra radiant confidence boost. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.